Opponents of the planned export terminal say their environmental impact goes beyond the basic construction and local operations. Mile-long coal trains rumbling through the region would spew toxic dust and clog traffic, they say. And in March, the governors of Washington and Oregon wrote a letter to the Obama administration urging the federal government to conduct a thorough examination of the impact on greenhouse gases and air quality if the coal terminals are built. But Jennifer Moyer, the acting head of regulation for the Army Corps of Engineers, made it clear her agency won't conduct such a review. She told the House Committee on Energy and Commerce that rail traffic, coal mining, and burning of coal overseas are outside of the Corps' control and responsibility.
These activities are too far attenuated and distant from the proposed activities being evaluated by the Corps to be considered effects of the Corps' permit actions.
She also said the three proposed terminals will be considered separately. House Democrats on the committee, including Kathy Castor of Florida, questioned the Corps' interpretation.
Shouldn't someone, some agency, consider the larger impacts of expanding coal exports on climate change?
The pro-trade Northwest Alliance for Jobs and Exports welcomed the news. They had argued previously that if coal gets a cradle-to-grave analysis in permitting, the implications for all kinds of exports, from corn to electronics, could be devastating. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.